Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot, and I'm Sage. Welcome to the show. I know it's been about 5 months since I last posted. I have been going through my own personal transformation, and it's kind of been a lot and intense, and it kind of feels like it's been different cycles as well. Like every time I feel as if I've landed somewhere new, I'm like, okay, great. Like, this is my new point of balance. Then that balance gets off center because of a change. And then I realize that I need a new balance and I add things and I remove things. So it's kind of felt that that's because this podcast is an extension of myself, of my spiritual journey. And I feel like I wanted to create this podcast because I wanted to find my people, right? I wanted to help people find themselves because that's the journey that I'm on. I'm very much into aligning with my inner and highest truth that is for the benefit of myself and everybody, and just wanting to connect with those that feel the same way, that have those kind of priorities. And I feel like for a long time, I maybe didn't post because I don't know, I didn't feel like I was sharing as authentically as I could. Like I kind of felt like I was sharing, but I wasn't connecting. And I feel like that's where this podcast is heading. I could kind of see it be something with tarot reading still because I love it and I love to share that with others. And it's fun, right? But I also love just kind of talking about where I'm at, what I've discovered, maybe meeting people and talking with those that are on the same page, same wavelength. And also sharing Reiki. I'm not sure how I'm going to incorporate that yet, but I think it would be kind of fun to have Reiki episodes, right? And I'm not sure exactly what that's going to look like. I think it would be fun to kind of have an episode where I set an intention for Reiki, and that's the title of the episode. And I might have music during the session, right? I'm not sure. Or even maybe just a space of silence. I kind of feel like that would be really nice to connect with others just through this silence that is filled with presence, right? So, yeah, let me know what you think because you are who I'm trying to connect with, right? So, if you feel called to, let me know what you think about where I'm headed because it feels good for me, right? And let me know if you have any good ideas or anything you want to add to this. But let's go ahead and start this episode. Thank you for being here, and let's get started. What does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? Oh, okay, so we've got three cards that flipped over during a shuffle. We've got the Seven of Swords, the Hierophant upright, and we have the Hermit upright. So I'm seeing that there are some traditions that maybe you've been kind of studying lately. Like, does this actually work for you? What have I dropped that I need to maybe go back to? Like, what do I need to rebel against that I don't like? I feel like there's a sense of something being imposed on you, right? And this could be old habits, ways of thinking. I'm kind of getting the image of like when you first wake up and start the day, what are the thoughts that infiltrate, right? Like which ones are the repetitive habits that kind of keep coloring your moment to moment? And I feel like right now you are the hermit that's kind of studying, like, hey, where is my light? Like, where is my truth? And what have I been doing just automatically? And how can I step into a place where I can discern what's good for me and what's not? Right? Like, is this actually aligned to my truth? Or is it just something that's habitual by now that I need to let go? And I feel like that's that Seven of Swords energy where you kind of feel like you're kind of being a self-sabotage person right now, right? You're having this moment where you're realizing, like, oh, it's me. Like, I'm actually the one that's imposing traditions that I don't want to upkeep, but at the same time, I'm the one holding them up, right? So, how do I let them go? And what does that look like? And I kind of feel like right now is just a moment to embody what the hermit is, right? Like spend some time alone. And I'd suggest just kind of changing up your routine, right? Like just doing something different and kind of allowing yourself the space to rest, right? Because I feel like when we're always doing activity, always kind of doing the day-to-day, like you like clockwork, right? Like we know what we're doing today, we know what we're doing tomorrow, we go to bed at this time, but like we have this routine that I feel like right now has kind of led us to this point where we feel stagnant. Like we kind of feel like, you know what, I can't progress if I keep doing the same things, even though they did help me in the past, right? That was the past. Like, who am I right now and what do I need? And why am I doing things that I don't want to do? Like what is going on under there, right? I kind of feel like right now is a perfect time to kind of ask questions and to kind of get real with yourself, like, hey, does this feel like medicine? Right? I kind of sense like that's like a question to ask yourself. Like when you're about to engage in an activity, in a thought, in anything, ask yourself, does this feel like medicine? And if it doesn't, then kind of question why you're doing it. Right? And I feel like you're going to get some answers there of like, what's tied to fear? Like what's kind of kept you tethered to these activities or thoughts or behaviors? Like where are these addictions that maybe you weren't even aware are addictions? Like, why are they leading you here? And what do you gain from them? And also, how are they inhibiting you, right? How are they keeping you from living this life of peace that you've been wanting, right? And I kind of sense like you've done so much progress this year, and you might just kind of be feeling tired. You're kind of like, you know what, I'm kind of tired. And I feel like that's that Seven of Swords energy where you kind of feel like beat down a bit. You're kind of like, all right, well, I'm exhausted and I don't know what I'm doing wrong and I don't know how to get better and I don't know how to move forward and I'm kind of feeling stagnant. So that hermit energy, I feel like, is really powerful because it allows you to just take off all of these layers that have been present. Everything that you thought that you were, maybe you aren't, right? Like maybe you've already transformed and you're not even aware of it. Like you haven't caught up to your transformation consciously, but it's already happened. And that's why your current reality may not feel like the reality that you're actually aligned with, right? So that's kind of what I'm sensing right now. Let's pull some more cards. Okay, and we've got three more cards that flipped over. Okay, so we have, yeah, the Devil reversed. That's that addiction card, right? Like what's kind of what you've been addicted to, right? And this could be, I feel like social media, phones, like our ability to work is wonderful, right? To be able to engage with the world, to get energy from it, to use that energy to invest in ourselves or to treat ourselves or to do things with it and to have shelter and a home and food and just everything, right? So I feel like that's all wonderful and great, right? But there's also this sense of like underlying addiction. Like, what are you doing now because it's a habit and it's what you're used to? And also, where do you begin, right? Like, where does work end and where do you begin? And also, like, are you doing the work that actually aligns with yourself? Because if you are, then that's awesome, right? Like, I don't think you need to hear this because I kind of feel like this is a message for those that aren't doing the work that they know they came here to do. And even if you don't know exactly what that work is, you don't know what that's going to look like, there's this inkling within you, right? That's kind of telling you, like, hey, we'll play with this. You used to love this. Just do this, right? And there's always this idea of, well, how am I going to make money? How am I going to do this, right? But that in itself, I feel like, is this tethering to what you know, even though being tethered to that will not allow you, like, there's not enough. It kind of, I'm getting the image of like a leash, right? Like, you're not going to, there's only so much length in that leash. Like, you can't reach the next destination point if you're still tethered over here, right? So I kind of feel like there's this untethering that needs to happen to who you thought you've been, the way that you do things, the way that you view things, the way that you spend your time and energy, what you allow yourself to do, your belief systems. I kind of feel like that all needs to be studied and to realize like what is ready to move on to this other point, right? Even though it's scary and you might not know where it's going to take you, but you kind of have just this like inkling, this spark, right? Like this light that's kind of like, you know what, I'm not sure, but it's gonna be better than this because this is where I've been and I don't feel good, right? Like I feel like I've outgrown it, but I don't even know like what I've grown into, even though I've outgrown it. So I kind of feel like right now is that point where you have to kind of study that and allow yourself the space to rest and to kind of start playing, right, with new ways of engagement with others, right? I kind of feel like there's this sense of wanting to connect with yourself more authentically and at the same time with others more authentically, right? Because you've transformed, that changes your whole life, right? You're not going to be engaging with the same people in the same way. Like, it's going to change everything. And I feel like that's why it's so challenging right now. That Hierophant, the traditions, it's so challenging because you're like, well, this is what I've known. Like, this is my duty to them. This is, I'm part of this. Like, how can I change if it's going to change everything? And it's like, yeah, that's kind of where we're at, right? Like, that's kind of where we're at. So we have the King of Pentacles. To me, this is a really strong card, right? That kind of like Taurus energy. To me, it's about seeing the riches that you have right now and also kind of trusting in your ability to maintain those riches, right? To kind of realize, like, hey, like, you don't need to be doing something that you don't enjoy all the time to secure something that you already have. Like, you have this, enjoy it, and also realize the pleasure, right? The luxury in it. I kind of feel like that Taurus, like, Pentacles energy is about enjoying, resting, right? Treating yourself, eating well, going on walks, trying new exercises, kind of just luxuriating in the bounty that you've already acquired, right? And kind of trusting that there's more to come, right? Like the king doesn't worry. The king is at the peak. He's at the top. He's like, yeah, all right, like, I've got this. I kind of feel like it's because it's the king, it's that masculine energy where you've done so much activity. Right, I kind of feel like the feminine energy is very much inward, intuition, like the inner work, the subconscious, and then masculine is that conscious, that awareness, right? Like, you've put in the work, you can see the input, the output, you can see, like, you've done the transactions and you're there, right? So the Two of Swords is the other card that came up, and I'm seeing that this is a time where you are learning how to rebalance yourself, right? Because you've worked so much, you've done so much, and I kind of feel like these cycles of change don't ever stop. Right. And I feel like right now, although it's uncomfortable and you don't really want to, deep, deep, deep down, a part of you does want this change, right? Even though it's really uncomfortable, right? I kind of sense like right now is a time of like, yeah, but I've worked so hard to get the balance where I've been at, and now I have to change again. Like, geez, you know, like, how much change do I need to do to reach the point of where I don't have to move so much, right? And that Two of Swords energy to me is kind of like, yeah, but you are able to make that decision, right? Of like, what feels good to me, and is it worth how scary it's gonna be or how it feels to do this change? And kind of admitting to yourself if it is, right? And also kind of being okay with the fact that it is. But I feel like right now it's just a point where you are yet again growing. It kind of feels like it's like a growth spurt. And it's kind of painful, right? It's kind of like not that comfortable. You're kind of like, yeah, but the addictions haven't been that bad. Like, it's not that bad. Like, I've been used to it. But I kind of feel like right now we're at this point where it's like, yeah, but it's time to change things up. Like, you can be better. Like, you can actually live a better life right now. Because I kind of feel like we can't really ignore how we've been feeling lately, right? Like, there's too much evidence pointing to the fact that we need to change something, right? Like, something needs to give. But like, we can be better, we can do better, we can just be more authentic, right? And we can kind of sense it. And I mean, it's kind of a bummer, right? Like, I totally get it. Like, it's kind of frustrating because you're like, yeah, but I just got balanced. What do you mean? I'm unbalanced again? Like, when did this happen? But the thing is, like, don't blame yourself. It's not your fault. It's not like, you know, you mess something up and now you're unbalanced. It's like, no, like, you are, because you're progressing and you gain that balance. You've done, you know, you've reached the pinnacle of what you could at that point. But now, because you've also grown, right? When you reach that balance, you grow and you're able to just like mature. Then you become unbalanced in quotations. But that's not really the case. Like, you're only growing. And as you're growing, like, the foundations under you are gonna shift to support this new you, right? Like, it's kind of, I don't know, I'm getting the image of like roots. Like roots are kind of They're constant, yes, but they're also changing. You don't know where the future roots are going to go, right? So I kind of feel like you're restabilizing, adding on, kind of realizing when you don't want to grow anymore, it's more nurturing over here. Let's kind of like reach out over here. So that's kind of where we're at right now. We have the Five of Swords upright. Yeah, so I'm kind of seeing like it might feel like right now you're having to like cut connections with a part of yourself, or I don't know, it kind of feels like it's like a very sacrificial card. Like it's like something has to give, right? And it's not comfortable, it's not fun, it feels really scary, probably really stressful too. Like it's not a very easy time right now, right? And we do have the solar eclipse, full moon coming up, and I feel like that energy is just really intense right now. Because it's an eclipse, it's a time of letting go, right? And we just went through a lunar eclipse, I want to say like 2 weeks ago. I could be wrong, but it's something like that. Very recently, we had a lunar eclipse. And now we're about to go to the solar eclipse. So I kind of feel like that solar is like that masculine energy. So, like, what needs to be eclipsed in the way that you're interacting with the world outwardly, right? In the way that you spend your time, energy, attention, focus, like these things that you do consciously, right? Resources. And you're starting to see like, oh, this doesn't feel good. Oh, there's a lot of evidence pointing to that. So, oh man, like what do I have to do now? So I kind of feel like just allow yourself space to rest, to figure out your new truth essentially, right? It kind of feels like you reached a level and you're like, okay, great. But now it's this moment's asking you to just like keep digging, like keep looking, because there's a new truth that's about to be unveiled to you, like a new way to reach this balance. Okay, so now we're going to cut the deck and get the card from the bottom. And we have the Two of Pentacles upright. So this two energy, I kind of feel like it's just a lot of balance right now, right? But I feel like it's awesome to see that the Two of Swords is upright and also the Two of Pentacles. And actually, all the cards are upright except for the Devil, right? So I kind of feel like you're going to be breaking these addictions, right? You're going to be now aware of them. And I kind of feel like a lot of people that are listening to this right now are becoming aware of these addictions that they've done. And they've probably already done the progress, even though it's difficult. And I can kind of sense, because like when we're used to something, it feels like an achievement, right? You do it and then you're like, oh, great, like achievement unlocked, great. And then you get this boost of dopamine, right? So it is very much like an addiction. You're like, oh, like I like this, I do it, I accomplish, I get this jolt of like, oh, feel good chemicals in my brain. But we're at this point where it's like not feeling so good. Like you're starting to realize like it doesn't feel good even after you get the jolt. Like you start to realize like I don't feel as fulfilled as I could be. And because the Devil card is reversed, I'm kind of seeing like you're going to be able to get past this. You're going to be able to reach that balance. That Two of Pentacles energy to me is about, yeah, balancing your resources, balancing your inner world, your outer world, just kind of balancing those two. And I'm seeing that you are this King of Pentacles energy, right? But I feel like it's just about allowing yourself to be the King of Pentacles, to realize, oh yeah, like I've got the power to change. Okay. Great. So now what, right? I've got to cut things out, the Five of Swords, and I've got to realize how I'm self-sabotaging, that Seven of Swords. And I feel like meditating is really important just all the time, right? Kind of make that a habit if possible. You could start with something simple, you know, you could start with as little as a minute a day and kind of start to explore how your consciousness exists, like how you interact with it, how you view yourself, and the Hierophant. I feel like that to me is just, it's just such a powerful card, right? Like realizing what traditions don't work for you. And because I feel like traditions are this like lifelong thing, it's gonna keep coming up, but that doesn't mean that you are gonna be, I don't know, I kind of feel like it's just like a powerful card because you're now in this seat of the King where you can realize like, hey, is this tradition helping me? Or am I doing it to fulfill a sense of duty? Right? And I feel like you always have a choice. That Two of Swords to me is about decisions. Like, how are you going to spend your time? What are you going to do with your energy? How are you going to make decisions? So, yeah, I'm seeing a lot of progress and rebalancing and rest too, right? I feel like a lot of this work is actually, even though we're going to be changing a lot of our external world and how we engage, and we might already be doing that, all changes when you spend time resting, when you spend time just kind of really checking in and being like, what do I want to do today? Let's have a day off. Like, I'd really like that. Let's just do that. Okay, great. What are we going to do? I don't know, whatever I want. Just kind of give yourself that playful attitude to kind of just lollygag, right? I kind of feel like there's so much strength in just kind of doing, in quotes, nothing, right? But I feel like you're going to gain so much from just resting, from being that hermit energy, from eating well, from just kind of doing whatever feels good right now. Like, don't be also like trying to do everything in a rush, like, oh, I need to get rid of things. Like, that's all gonna come to you naturally. As soon as you start to give yourself the space to rest and engage with yourself and the world and everything differently, like, everything is just gonna change little by little. But I think it's all gonna start with you just giving yourself permission to rest and to start to observe and give yourself permission to change things, even though it's gonna be uncomfortable at first. You'll also be able to tell, like, is this going to be good for me in the long run? Right? And that's kind of the strength of breaking addictions, right? And yeah. So that's going to be it for today's reading. I'm thinking a more sustainable way to share these readings with you is going to be to kind of give you a timeline of, okay, once a week is more sustainable. I feel like before I was doing them every day, and I kind of realized it was because it's kind of tiring, right? It's kind of, I thought it would be like simple, right? Because I do tarot cards for myself pretty much every day, but it's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of surprising how your needs change, right? And how you kind of check in with yourself and get to know yourself. And then, yeah, like I've said, everything changes as you reach new rebalancing points. So I feel like once a week is more sustainable. And I am thinking about opening up my readings for a personal session, just kind of these like maybe 1 hour sessions with you if you're interested in a personal reading. And yeah, let me know if you're interested. I'm thinking that would be really fun because I do want to do personal readings. And yeah, that's going to be it for today's session. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take three deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you.
Thank you.
When you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.